Prologue, the Banzai Blasters.
The hour? 4 PM. The special hour. So special that the shows airing on TV around this time were called 4 o'clock specials. Shows like Street Smarts for Kids. The place? Headquarters! Also known as the Big Treehouse in Crusher's backyard. The coolest hangout spot any of them knew. At least the coolest one where they wouldn't be kicked out by an employee for loitering. The mood? Solemn. A group of small-time delinquents were gathered around the plastic pop-up table that Crusher had dragged up his tree. They each wore their civilian clothes and hung their heads in sorrow. Today was a dark day indeed. They had lost their hope, their beacon of light, their leader.
Minions!
The man himself addressed them. Giovanni was standing some ways away, looking dramatically out the window. His back was turned so that his figure was lit by a halo of ominous golden light. It was difficult to hear what he was saying because he was facing away from them and talking out a window. But nobody said anything because it made him look cool, and they knew that that was what really mattered.
I take it from your presence here today that you received my group text. You already know what I'm going to say, but some messages are simply too important to be conveyed by emoticons and Darkstar's funny gifts.
He turned to them.
As of today, I am leaving the Banzai Blasters!
The minions' heads sunk even lower. They all knew that this was coming. Just 1 week ago, they had pulled off their first big job, a museum heist. It hadn't all gone according to plan, mostly because they hadn't had one. But at the end of the night, they managed to get away with a very valuable magic amulet. Giovanni had traveled to a seedy town in the middle of the woods in order to get the amulet appraised and sell it. Unfortunately, he had been ambushed by a different faction of Banzai Blasters and was beaten up pretty badly. According to him, he totally kicked their butts afterwards. But he lost the necklace in the process, and now he had no idea where it was. Giovanni was less upset about the loss of the necklace than he was with his organization's conduct. He'd always seen the Banzai Blasters as a way for passionate youths to get together and channel their energy into something positive, like crime! But it turned out that, apparently, the only thing the higher-ups in the Banzai Blaster organization cared about was turning a profit! What was that?! Whatever happened to making a statement through your crime? Where's the passion? The intrigue? Where's the heart? Giovanni was having none of it, and he was insistent on quitting. Carcrash, the only minion who had accompanied him on the trip, tried to talk him out of it during the long walk home, but Giovanni's mind was made up. He had announced his retirement via group chat using a gif of a popular actress flipping off the camera and saying,
"I'm out, bitches!"
in big impact font. Darkstar had reacted with a gif of a cartoon dog's jaw hitting the floor. The rest of the minions protested fiercely. Sure, they'd lost their treasure, but they had successfully executed a museum heist. Giovanni was a wanted man now. That was a big deal for a Banzai Blaster. The police usually ignored the low-ranking Banzai Blasters and Banzai Captains because their crimes were so petty they simply weren't worth the time it took to deal with them. But Giovanni was a bona fide criminal now! He was on the lam! The police had even staked out his house! He'd been hiding out in Crusher's treehouse for the last week in order to lay low. The way the minions saw it, Giovanni had clout now! This was his chance to climb even further up the Banzai ranks! Giovanni retorted that he wasn't interested in getting a promotion from a bunch of jerks like the Banzai Blasters. Becoming famous wasn't worth being a meanie.
But do not fret, my loyal minions. I have not forsaken you, nor have I given up my dream of becoming the number one villain of all time. For you see...
He turned dramatically to face them.
I have decided to start my own villainous organization, and you are all invited!
What's it called?
Asked Flamethrower.
I don't know.
What does it do?
Asked Spike.
I don't know yet.
How will you get funding?
Asked Darkstar.
I don't know that either! So!
He clapped his hands on his hips triumphantly.
Are you in?
The minions leapt to their feet and cheered. There was never any question. The Banzai Blaster organization was an openly malicious, bald-faced pyramid scheme that preyed on teens going through a rebellious phase and disenfranchised divorcees going through their midlife crisis. People mostly joined the Banzai Blasters just so they could say that they were a part of something. Giovanni's minions were the same way when they joined, a gaggle of directionless jerks trying to find something, anything in life to get excited about. They'd expected to spray paint a few walls, steal some bikes, littering, loitering, little bit of lootering, but that was about it. And that's probably what would have happened if they hadn't been placed in the same squad as Giovanni Patage. Giovanni wasn't their leader at first. In fact, the management hadn't assigned them a leader at all. The upper ranks of the Banzai Blasters only cared about making money, which meant that all of their attention was spent on newbies who looked like their continued monthly membership might turn a profit. Captains and higher-ranking members were only assigned to recruits with a lot of promise. Apparently Giovanni's gang didn't make the cut. The rest of them made fun of Giovanni at first. He insisted that his Banzai nickname be Hotshot, but instead the group settled on Cream Puff to mock him for bringing a tray of homemade pastries to their squad's first meeting as a way to say hello to his new teammates. Still though, they had to admit that they tasted great. Whenever the group was in danger of settling into that standing around in a parking lot and doing nothing flavor of teenage boredom typical of a Banzai Blaster squad, Giovanni would light a fire under them. He came up with schemes, gave them goals to work towards. Midnight snack runs to the gas station turned into elaborate heists. They had show-and-tell nights where they would see who could steal and present the strangest item. Winners got star stickers. One time, they snuck into a convenience store and replaced all of the gas station hot dogs with cattails from a nearby pond. It was undeniably stupid. But it was fun, and it gave them stories to tell. And that was all they really wanted. Giovanni had so many ideas for things to do that following his plans became second nature. Darkstar jokingly called him boss, and the title stuck. In time, the minions had fallen in love with their charismatic doofus of a leader, some of them very literally. These kids weren't loyal to the organization. They were loyal to Giovanni, and they would follow him to the ends of the earth.
All right, then!
Giovanni slapped the table with a triumphant grin.
We're a team again, boys! And we've already got our first secret mission! It's got two deadly phases. Behold!
The group grinned back and forth at each other. Giovanni spread a hand-drawn blueprint across the table.
This mission is scheduled for this Friday!
The cheering stopped.
Huh? What's wrong?
This Friday, as in this Friday, this Friday?
Ben asked.
Yes, this Friday, this Friday.
Why?
Can we move it?
No, we cannot move it, Ben. The deadline is Friday. That's what it says on the blueprints.
He pointed to the blueprints. The word
Friday
was circled in big red letters. Underneath, the words
OR YOU DIE
had been added in smaller letters for clarity.
But Friday is my big cheer competition.
Flamethrower frowned. Giovanni gasped. They'd all bought tickets. How could he have forgotten?
I am so sorry. New phase of the plan. Phase zero. Someone needs to stay behind to film Flamethrower's cheer meet so I can watch it later.
I can do that,
Ben raised his hand.
I'm already at all of his practices. I've been acting as a stand-in for the enemy teams, so they've got someone to jeer. They call me the cheerleader.
Good. Good.
Giovanni wrung his hands together evilly.
As for the rest of you, phase two of the plan requires transport. Car Crash, are you available?
I'd love to, man,
said Car Crash, speaking from a cell phone they had popped up on a table on an old pizza box.
But after crashing our sixth and final family car, my parents grounded me for the rest of my foreseeable life.
Bummer. Darkstar, how about you?
Giovanni asked.
I'd have to ask my mom first,
said Darkstar. Everyone collectively groaned. Ugh, Darkstar's mom.
Ah, forget it.
Giovanni wilted.
Your mom over-researches everything. It'll take weeks before we get the okay, and we are on a deadline. Bureaucracy. How about the rest of you?
Sorry, boss.
Spike replied.
But word on the street is that the goose that stole my sandwich last spring is back in town. And I'm not letting that web-toed bastard walk away until I get what's mine.
She punched her leather-studded fist into her hand and cracked her knuckles so hard it sounded like shattering ice.
Okay, that is acceptable,
Giovanni said.
Because as we all know,
he raised his hands like a conductor.
No matter what any corny 4 o'clock special like Street Smarts tries to tell you,
revenge is actually awesome,
the minions chorused.
Actually awesome,
Car Crash echoed, delayed by chat latency.
Crusher, how about you? Are you free?
Always, boss.
Great. Phase one of this mission requires a chef. How are your baking skills?
Crusher banged his fists against the table.
I can make cereal, provided it comes in a box!
What about cookies?
I will learn for you, boss!
No, no, that's no good. The art of cookie baking takes years to master. And we only have a couple of days. You'll have to man the home front on this one.
Okay. I will keep the treehouse warm for you, honey.
Giovanni mused.
It sounds like most of you will be indisposed for this mission. Very well. Go about your business. For now, your first assignment is to think of a cool new name for our organization.
Giovanni's boys began excitedly chatting amongst themselves and shooting ideas back and forth for their new bad guy group. Their leader turned dramatically towards the entrance of the treehouse and gazed out at the suburban landscape before him.
This might be more difficult than I thought,
he mumbled.
But there's still a chance. After all, I still have one minion left to ask.